Hey there, welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Callie, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. This is another episode made to help you practice your English. And today we're talking about something that can be a lot of fun, birthday parties. And one of our characters is going to ask a very brave question. But before we get into that, remember that you can read this dialogue along with some other content on our portal, fluencytv.com. And our most important message before we start is that to practice your pronunciation here with me, you have to use your loud voice, all right? So turn up the volume and grab some water because you're going to need to speak every time you hear this sound. The more you repeat out loud, the better you're going to remember and the more confident you'll get about your pronunciation. Today, the dialogue is between Victor and Bex. Try to find out who is having the birthday party. Ready? Let's listen.
Hey, Bex, you look busy. What's up?
Oh, it's my little brother's birthday next week, so we are organizing a party for him.
That sounds lovely. What's the plan?
We will have a clown, a magician, a trampoline, and games.
How about the food?
Mini burgers, cupcakes, a taco bar, and an ice cream bar.
Nice. Am I invited?
Okay, so are the two characters going to be there? Let's listen one more time.
Hey, Bex, you look busy. What's up?
Oh, it's my little brother's birthday next week, so we are organizing a party for him.
That sounds lovely. What's the plan?
We will have a clown, a magician, a trampoline, and games.
How about the food?
Mini burgers, cupcakes, a taco bar, and an ice cream bar.
Nice. Am I invited?
Great. Now let's get started. Victor starts the dialogue. He says, "Hey, Bex, you look busy. What's up?" Let's repeat together. Come on. Hey, Bex. Hey, Bex. You look busy. Watch out for this word because the spelling is a little bit strange. Say it again. Busy. You look busy. Hey, Bex, you look busy. So, Victor has the visual impression that Bex is occupied. She is doing a lot of things. Say it again. Hey, Bex, you look busy. And now the final part of his line. Repeat. What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, Bex, you look busy. What's up? One last time. Hey, Bex, you look busy. What's up? Nice work. So, Victor is right because her reply is, "Oh, it's my little brother's birthday next week. So we are organizing a party for him." Okay, that's a long one. Let's split this into two parts. Say it after me. It's my little brother's birthday. It's my little brother's birthday. Little brother or sister is an alternative way of saying younger brother or sister. And another important thing in this part of the sentence is that she's using an apostrophe plus the S to indicate that the birthday belongs to her little brother. Say it again. It's my little brother's birthday. Other examples would be if you were talking about a car that belongs to Victor. You could say it's Victor's car in the garage, or about his house. Victor's house is nice. This structure is making it clear that the car and the house belong to Victor. Let's get back to the sentence. Repeat. Next. Week. Next week. It's my little brother's birthday next week. One more time. Oh, it's my little brother's birthday next week. So, we are organizing. Say this word again. Careful with the pronunciation of the O and the Z. Organizing. A party. So, we are organizing a party. So, we are organizing a party. For him. There's a linking of sounds here. Say it again. For him. So, we are organizing a party for him. Oh, it's my little brother's birthday next week. So we are organizing a party for him. So we are organizing a party for him. Awesome work. So if you had a friend called Anna and you needed to say that her car is white, how could you say that in a sentence? Anna's car is white. Anna's car is white. Good one. Now let's continue our dialogue. Victor now says, "That sounds lovely. What's the plan? Ready to say it? Repeat. That sounds lovely. That sounds lovely. What's the plan? What's the plan? That sounds lovely. What's the plan?" One more time. That sounds lovely. What's the plan? Lovely is a good word to keep in mind as a substitute for nice or adorable, for example, because it expresses a similar idea. Say it again. That sounds lovely. What's the plan? And Beck starts to describe the party. She says, "We will have a clown, a magician, a trampoline, and games." Okay, we have a lot of different words here. Repeat after me. We will have a clown. We will have a clown. A clown is that person in kids' parties that wears a white face with colorful makeup and wears crazy colorful clothes and hair and does silly things for people to laugh. Say it again. We will have a clown, a magician. Some peculiar pronunciation here. Do your best. Magician. Magician. We will have a clown, a magician. Good! A magician is a person who does magic. Go again. We will have a clown, a magician, a trampoline, and games. A trampoline and games. We will have a clown, a magician, a trampoline and games. We will have a clown, a magician, a trampoline, and games. Oh my gosh, that's going to be a huge party. So intense with all of these things. Now, Victor is thinking of the most important thing at a party, in my opinion. He asks, what about the food? That's what I want to know about too. Repeat. How about the food? How about the food? How about something is a way of including another object or person into the discussion. Ask again. How about the food? And Beck says another list. She says, mini burgers, cupcakes, a taco bar, and an ice cream bar. Okay, that's why I absolutely love kids' birthday parties. I really want to go to this one. Okay, say it after me. Mini burgers. Careful with the vowel sounds in burgers. Go again. Mini burgers. A taco bar. A taco bar. And an ice cream bar. And an ice cream bar. A taco bar and an ice cream bar. Okay, deep breath and let's put it all together. Come on. Mini burgers, cupcakes, a taco bar, and an ice cream bar. Awesome job! Well, that sounds like an amazing party. So Victor gathers the courage to ask a very brave question. He says, nice! Am I invited? Ooh, so brave. I usually don't have the courage to ask things like that. Let's repeat. Come on. Nice. Am I invited? Nice. Am I invited? And even though we all want to know whether or not Victor was invited, that was the last sentence in our dialogue. Nice work. And now that we're finished, it's time to listen to the full dialogue for the last time. Let's do it.
Hey, Bex, you look busy. What's up?
Oh, it's my little brother's birthday next week, so we are organizing a party for him.
That sounds lovely. What's the plan?
We will have a clown, a magician, a trampoline, and games.
How about the food?
Mini burgers, cupcakes, a taco bar, and an ice cream bar.
Nice. Am I invited?
Okay, so did you learn something new today? Thanks for staying here until the end of this episode. You're a legend. Thanks again for joining me, and I hope you have an awesome week. See you next time. Bye.